Hawkins, the Green Party candidate, says he should be included in any debates for the governor's race that feature major party candidates Democrat Andrew Cuomo and Republican Rob Astorino.
I think by any reasonable standard, yes. And probably the most important one is there are a lot of progressives in New York. Their candidate should be in the debates.
Hawkins points to the recently concluded Democratic primary, where Cuomo challenger Zephyr Teachout won over one-third of the vote. Cuomo received about 60%.
This is a state with a progressive majority, and I think they're getting frustrated that the Democrats who claim that mantle are not delivering for them. You know, we're getting tax cuts for the rich and spending cuts on the schools, and that's got a lot of people up in arms, and you can go right down the issues. And so I think that showed up in the primary on Tuesday. You know, nearly 40% in both the governor and lieutenant governor's race voted anti-Cuomo.
Hawkins, a Syracuse-area UPS worker and Teamsters union member, says there are many other reasons that he should be included in the debates. The Green Party is the only minor party on the ballot that is running its own candidate and did not cross-endorse a major party candidate. The Conservative Party endorsed Astorino. The left-leaning Working Families Party went with Cuomo. The Green Party received more than 50,000 votes in the last statewide election, so automatically qualifies for a space on the ballot. Others had to submit petitions to be included. Plus, Hawkins says, polls in two upstate congressional districts now show him with support of 12% of the voters there against Cuomo and Astorino. He says that's a larger number than minor party candidates traditionally draw.
The other parties cross-endorsed, and then the parties that petitioned to get on the ballot, they're trying to get to that status. So you can make the argument, if you want to do a two-tier thing, I'm in the first tier.
GOP candidate and Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino says he respects the third-party candidates, but he prefers to debate incumbent Governor Cuomo one-to-one.
I would say one-on-one, Andrew Cuomo and I, let's talk about the issues, what we plan on doing starting next year, what he hasn't done, and why. And it gives me a chance to correct all the nonsense and lies he's been saying about me as well.
Astorino would like to have several regional debates. Governor Cuomo has said little about debates and possible formats. He did not agree to a debate in the primary, but he has said he'll participate in at least one debate in the general election.
I believe we will have debates. The campaigns have to work them out, but I believe we'll have debates.
In the 2010 race, Cuomo was in just one televised debate and included an array of minor party candidates. Hawkins says for the sake of democracy, he believes that there should be at least one debate where all candidates who qualify to be on the ballot can participate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.